While most European governments have largely ignored Viva Palestina, Salonika, Greece's second largest city, opened its arms to the convoy, with a local district mayor and parliamentarians showing their solidarity with the objectives of the humanitarian mission.
We are very lucky that we have you here today, because you are going to help a country which for 60 years has been in need of its land, and we are happy to host you here.
Greece is the final Western nation on the route of Viva Palestina before it enters Turkey on Tuesday, if all goes to plan. And it's also where the strongest amount of support from both politicians and the public has been witnessed along the way so far. Nonetheless, it's provided organisers with logistical challenges in trying to map the convoy's passage through a major city, which did in one instance result in traffic chaos, as some of the 80 vehicles were separated from each other at various intersections and got lost. In the end, they were reunited with the help of local residents, who got in their cars and led various teams to their destination. As with previous convoys, the organisers have a tough task on their hands, trying to keep track of all the vehicles due to the sheer numbers involved. But one of the vehicles that certainly can't be missed is this juggernaut from the city of Bristol. The 44-ton truck dwarfs most of the other vehicles in the convoy and is a welcome addition with its colourful, artistic mural.
We had to work really hard since June or July and bought the vehicle, the lorry itself, then the trailer, then obviously issues still on in Gaza. They need medicine, we know, because we do have a website linked to Gaza, so they're telling us what they need, and we are actually trying to buy or supply what they need over there.
The Viva Palestina convoy, with its ambulances, trucks, emergency response units and vans full of aid, hopes to arrive on the 1 year anniversary of Israel's military assault on the Gaza Strip last year. It's due in Turkey next, where it's hoping to receive a fully positive response from both the public and the government, and expects to take on more vehicles full of aid for the people of Gaza. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, with the Viva Palestina aid convoy in Greece.